Hello, and welcome to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that formed and transformed them. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and this week on This Song, we'll be hearing from Austin artist Lincoln Durham. But before we get started, I want to encourage you to subscribe to this podcast. That way you can get episodes delivered right to you. Like next week, we have another Austin artist who started as a one-man band, Shaky Graves. And the week after that, we have Tanya Donnelly from Belly and Throwing Muses. So yeah, you do not want to miss those episodes. Now to Lincoln Durham. He's a singer and a songwriter and a multi-instrumentalist. Like, wait a second. Who am I kidding? His own description of himself is like way better than anything I could make up. Okay. So Lincoln Durham is, and these are his own words, like the words he chooses to describe himself with on his website, a Southern Gothic, Psycho Blues Revival, Punk One-Man Band. Yes, you heard me right. He performs live as a one-man band using guitar and an array of instruments to play music that sounds like more layered and complex than music played by one person should. And when I say performs, I mean like he lets loose what seems like everything that is inside of him, and he gives it to the audience. Lincoln Durham is intense, like in a way that you want a performer to be intense. He's got a new record out called And Into Heaven Came the Night, and on it he explores religion and death and relationships using the blues as his starting point. And his songs are, like as a rule, pretty dark. They explore things like murder, death, rage, you know, like all those parts of being human that we all spend a lot of time suppressing. But Lincoln Durham, he is not afraid to talk about those things. And he told me about an artist that showed him just how good darkness could be.
If you know me well, you know my two, you know, musical gods are Nick Cave and Tom Waits. I would say I was late 20s by the time I heard Nick Cave. The first song I ever was introduced was called a song called Lover Man.
There's a devil waiting outside your door. There's a devil waiting outside your door. It is bucking and braying and pouring at the floor. And he's howling with pain and crawling up the wall. Oh yeah.
A Once I got introduced to him, that's when my music started to change. And I feel like that's at that point is where I started kind of finding myself in what I was going to be artistically.
I got a woman. She rules my house with an iron fist.
When I first started, I was doing much more of a singer-songwriter kind of a thing. So it was I would consider it more Americana. I was always a gothy little kid, you know, kind of on the whimsical dark part, you know, not really like a, oh, this kid's going to be on the news, but more of the, you know, more like a Tim Burton kind of a goth, you know, like, yeah, this is friendly goth. This is, you know, this doesn't scare me. It's whimsical. I always love that kind of stuff, you know, the whole dark kind of things. And so my music kind of swayed that way, but I would fight it. And I would try to write at first to what I thought would be what people would like, you know. So I would try begrudgingly to write, you know, maybe a love song. It never worked out for me. So I just started doing what felt natural, which is writing the dark stuff. And then I got introduced by a good friend of mine to Nick Cave. And that style of writing, it spoke to me. And I realized that, oh, there's an audience out there for this, you know, for murder ballads, you know, and things like that, and it transformed my world, and I quit writing so much for that style, and just kind of started. Yeah, I don't know. It started me down a whole different path. It completely changed my trajectory. There was an album called Henry's Dream, I think it's called, and in that whole album, it's a lot of what I love about music and what I try to do, being the one man band, is I love the low key verse and then just the out of the blue raging sideswipe chorus, you know, that just blazes, you know, all of a sudden, and it just this dynamic of up and down.
The rain pissed down upon me and it washed me all away. Saying, Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Papa won't leave you, Henry. Papa won't leave you, boy. Well, the road is long and the road is hard, and a many fall by the side. But Papa won't leave you, Henry, so there ain't no need to cry. And I went on down the road.
And he's a whole different beast live. And live, he really gets the rock going, you know?
Oh, go to sleep, my little children. Hear the sailors on his way. Oh, go to sleep, my little children. The sailman's on his way. But the little children know. But the little children know. They listen to the beating of their blood. 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 The sailman's murder. The sailman's murder. The sailman's murder. The sailman's murder. Oh, God, I'm too below.
It completely changed who I was as a
I mean, it
artist.
Sounds like part of what happened was it was almost like he gave you permission.
It
you
is.
You know what I mean?
Because I didn't change what my style necessarily, or what I was doing. I just realized that, oh, it's cool to do that. It's fine to do that, you know? And it's weird because I don't want to be like that super fanboy, but this is kind of what, in my opinion, that your show is about on this subject. But I feel it's like I'm going to be that guy and say it's like a kindred spirit kind of a thing. You know, it's I just feel like, oh, I think we know each other. When I first started, I wanted to be all of the things for the people seeing me. You know, here's a dark song, here's a happy song, here's a funny song, and here's a love song. And I wasn't a love song, happy song, upbeat song guy. You know, I will just do what I do, and you come to me when you want that. You know, kind of a thing. So you don't have to be something for everyone, and you don't have to be everything for the one person. It's when I'm aggravated at something is when I write the best. You know, when I write something, it's never contrived. I don't try to write dark. I just only can write when I'm real, you know, charged up about something, and that usually is a negative thing. People get, you know, it's either usually love or the opposite. What you know really pushes you to make art, you know. And so I just realized that when people want to hear the dark stuff, when they're in that mood, then I'm your guy. You know, I don't have to be all the guys for you, you know. And it was the freedom of that. It was to say, okay, I don't have to be that. I can just be who I am. And then those people that want that will find it, you know, rather than just trying to be this jack of all trades, you know, of music. And it was freeing, you know, to realize that.
Yeah. I mean, and sometimes the only way you can realize it is when you see someone else doing it. It's like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Look, there's a guy, and he's dark.
Yeah.
And he's unrelentingly right. Dark.
Yeah.
And like, in the best way. Like,
yeah.
And if he can do it.
Unapologetically dark, and darker than me, which is nice, because I can always say, okay, well, you know, hey, I'm not that dark, you know.
He set the bar for darkness.
Right, yeah. So I'm like, I'm fine.
You can approach.
Yeah, I'm not certifiable just yet. Look at him. Look what he's doing.
Head on the water, all blind with love. Cause the sins that wash away look a bit like blue. Goddamn this river baptizing me.
And this is Preacher from Lincoln Durham's new record, And Into Heaven Came the Night. And yeah, I really love the idea of giving yourself over to the thing that you, like, naturally do, that you naturally are. Lincoln, he's at his musical best, like his musically most authentic, when he goes dark, and Nick Cave showed him. But that's okay. Lincoln Durham is also at his best when he plays live, and lucky for you, he is on tour, so you can go see him do what he does best. I'll post a link to his tour dates on the show notes page for this episode at KUTX.org. KUTX is the radio station in Austin, Texas, where we make this podcast. You should check them out. I bet he is coming to a town near you. I'll also post a Spotify playlist there so you can listen to all the songs we referenced in this episode all the way through. And that's it. You have come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced by Art Levy and me, Elizabeth McQueen. Kelly Seal is our excellent intern. Aaron Waltz is our social media intern. And thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb and Todd Callahan for all they do for this podcast. And yes, it is true. Our theme song is Mahout by Austin's own Hard Proof. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.